Hello, everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Taylor Monet, and today my special guest for you is Chelsea Chambers. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Sydney.
Chelsea is a 15-year-old high school student that attends Our Lady of Good Counsel High School in Alleyne, Maryland. She enjoys hanging out with her mom, singing in her choir, and is a member of her school's majorette dance team. She's also vocal about social issues on social media and is a participant of her school's Black Student Association. This year, she joined the Lifting Lives Club at her school, which talks about social issues in society. But one of her favorite activities she's involved in is pageantry. Chelsea began her pageant journey in 2017. After many years of watching Toddlers and Tiaras and Miss USA, she got a letter in the mail to do a pageant called National American Miss. She gave it a try, and she was hooked. Since 2017, she captured the titles of Miss East Coast Preteen, Miss America Preteen, USA National Miss Maryland Junior Teen, and this September, she has the honor of winning her dream title of the 2020 National American Miss Maryland Junior Teen title, and will compete for the national title this Thanksgiving in Orlando, Florida. Pageantry has given her many skills, including interview skills, public speaking, confidence, and advocacy. Since starting pageantry, she has found a new love for public speaking, which is why she aspires to be a sports broadcast journalist. In 2020, Chelsea began her platform, Treasures of Joy, where she educates on social media about different disabilities or illnesses that children go through in an effort to help empathize with the kids and teens who struggle with disabilities and illnesses. She educates through TikToks and social media posts. In the future, she hopes to attend the University of Florida and continue to spread the message of positivity and inclusion. What a bio, Chelsea.
Yeah, I dedicate my whole bio to pageantry. It really helped me build up that resume.
Definitely. And if you guys don't know, me and Chelsea, we've known each other for a hot minute. Like, since we were like, what were those, like, hot tots? Maybe we used to dance together. Yeah, so yep. I've known Chelsea for a long time, and I always knew, like, she had the potential to, like, really do public speaking and good things like that. But I never knew you wanted to be a sports broadcast journalist. That's really interesting. What made you want to go down that path?
So, originally, I wanted to be a teacher like my mom. And then I started doing pageants, and she saw how, like, strong my public speaking skills were. And then I started doing managing for my school's basketball team. And so my mom was like, you'd be really good in the field of, like, broadcasting. So then I decided to combine those, and I decided to become a sports broadcast journalist. So now I really want to be that. I want to broadcast for the NBA or the NFL, and yeah.
That's really interesting, and I'm really excited to see that happen one day for you and just watch you on TV and be like, that's my Chelsea. Yeah. So you began a platform called Treasures of Joy. So tell us about it.
Yeah. So in March, I started Treasures of Joy, and my mom's a special education teacher. And so since I was young, she always, like, taught me the importance of including everybody, nobody, no matter someone's differences or what makes them different. And so Treasures of Joy talks about kids that have disabilities and illnesses, all the way from whether it's mental health to actual disabilities and illnesses, learning disabilities. And I want to do that so I could teach others how to have empathy for them, because a lot of times you may not know what those kids are going through. And so it's a way for me to educate others. And it's a way to have fun as well, because I make TikToks and I have my own TikTok dance that others can join in. And actually girls that do pageantry have joined in on the TikTok. So it's really awesome. And I was able to talk about that in my interview.
That's really interesting and exciting for you, and I'm glad that you were able to start something like that. And you're kind of like me in that way of starting this podcast. I started talking about it in March, and we didn't really start till late May, early June, but I'm glad that you were also able to take this free time that we have because of this coronavirus, that you were able to make something positive about it and really reach out to the community.
Yes, me too. And I'm glad you started a podcast as well. It's really awesome for others to listen to how people are impacting the world.
Thank you. I mean, it's really such a crazy journey. I'm just so excited I was able to be able to make something like this, and the love and support has been absolutely crazy. So yeah, I'm glad that we were both able to do something positive in the community. So if you could give any advice to make a difference in the world as we see it now, what would it be?
I would say that our voices on social media are so powerful, especially with people with large platforms. I know girls and pageants have such big platforms that they can speak out and make a difference in the community. I know I may not have the biggest following, but I made sure to vocalize on social media because that's the best way we can do it. Honestly, because of Corona, we can't go out and do different issues. And also, we're 15 and we were given social media. And so I think we can use it as a positive rather than see it as a negative. So people who have big followings should really be able to go on social media, speak out, and make a difference in our community.
Absolutely. And like me as well, I don't have the strongest following as well, but like me being someone that wants to see change in the community, and I know that a lot of people our age, Generation Z, we always use social media. So I'm like, if we're using social media, then we might as well be using it for a positive reason and instead of spreading negative things, like things that people don't really need to care about, especially going on right now. And we just need to start focusing on the positive things and things that need to change. So I agree completely that social media should be a more positive platform.
Yes.
So I hear that you're breaking barriers for young girls that look like you and me. So how does that make you feel?
It feels really good because when I was younger, like I said, I watched Miss USA and Miss America, and I'm African-American, and many times those girls on the stage didn't look like me. They didn't have the same hair as me. And so I want to be a role model for younger girls who are brown-skinned girls and show them that no matter what, you can do anything. It doesn't matter if you have the straightest hair, the curliest hair, the lightest skin tone, that you can go out, step forth, and put your mind to something, and you can do it. Like Miss USA, Chesley Chris, she went on stage with her curly hair, and that is great representation to our community because girls our age and younger sometimes don't have pride in their curly hair. And even Zoe Zabini, she went on stage and she said, I want to represent girls that look like me, which is what we need in our society.
Totally. It's like really sad to hear because sometimes like I would hear like little girls like, oh, that girl said I couldn't play with her because my hair doesn't look like Elsa's. Like stuff like that just like kind of hurts my spirit. And it's like we shouldn't be putting ourselves in this category where like we have to look a certain way in order to be accepted in society, and just start accepting ourselves for who we are. And if other people can't accept it, then we're just going to have to show them that we are here too and that we are able to make a difference in the world as well.
Yes, 100%.
So you are the National American Miss Maryland Junior Team. How does that feel? Has it like really sunk in yet?
No, it's like 3 weeks later and I'm still like sitting here looking at my banner, and it's definitely been something I've worked so hard towards for 3 years. Like a lot of people may think like, oh, it's a year in the making, but it was actually 3 years. And in between that, like, of course, I've done other endeavors, but this one has been a dream because it was the first pageant I ever entered. And so I still sit here and look at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I really did that, because that weekend I went in with no expectations. I knew I worked my hardest, but of course anything can happen. You know, there's always someone who may be better in the judges' eyes and someone that the judges are looking for. And luckily I was the person that they were looking for, but it's still very surreal to me.
Yeah, I remember my mom came into my room. She was like, she won. I was like, woo. She was like, Chelsea won. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so proud. And you just looked so emotional and happy. I was like elated. I was so happy to see you that way. And I was just like, wow, she's really going places. I'm so proud of her. And I was really happy to see you in that state and really winning for, especially for the women of color in our community.
Yes, I got so much love and support, especially on social media, because people actually couldn't come in person, like only your family members. So it was awesome to get all the overwhelming love and support from everybody. I had a great support system, and you guys were part of my support system too. So thank you for supporting me.
Absolutely. Anything for Chelsea. So do you ever get emotional when you put that sash on?
Yes, definitely, because it's a tangible item of hard work. I started working not just a few months ago, but my whole pageant journey has led me up to this moment, and it's really emotional to see like, if you put your mind to something, it will happen. You can do it. It just takes hard work and dedication. And so when I look at it, I just see, you know, the many days of my mom in the car asking me interview questions, or us downstairs in the basement practicing my walk in my heels. And it shows the many ups and downs of my journey. So it definitely still is very emotional.
Oh, I'm really glad that you were able to put that sash on and really feel something, as you, like, you deserved it and that you worked really hard for it. And I think that you deserved when you worked hard for it. So as long as you keep doing what you're doing and as long as you put your best foot forward, I think that you could do anything you put your mind to.
Thank you.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for everyone joining me this far. And we'll be right back with Chelsea. And this is Perfect Timing.
Leonque Chauvet is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonque Chauvet is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans, available now.
Hey, this is Sydney Trelawney, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that'll be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that'll talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us, every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing. Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Chelsea Chambers, and we're talking about how pageantry has really impacted her life in a positive way and how she's going into the community about it. So, Chelsea, you're a couple weeks in with being Miss Junior Teen. What is the most exciting thing about it, and what are you looking forward to doing with this journey?
Yes, so it's been about 3 weeks, and from the moment I was crowned, I was actually put in a group chat with the other state queens that I'll be going to nationals with and competing with for the title. So I'm real excited to meet them because they're so sweet, and pageantry has given me the opportunity to meet girls from literally every state. So I can say I have a best friend in every single state. But not only that, I'm excited to go in my community. As the Miss Maryland Junior Teen, I can have an impact on my community and make a change. So I want to do that through my platform, and I want to educate kids, especially because middle school is very a crucial time, and it's a very learning experience, and I want to educate those people about the disabilities and illnesses that kids go through so they can empathize with me as well. Because when I was in middle school, I didn't know much about different disabilities and illnesses that kids went through. So me being a 15-year-old, I think I could have an impact. And as the Miss Maryland Junior Teen, I could have an impact as well on the community.
Totally. And I think that you being able to want to educate others and really put your best foot forward and really, especially our young girls of color, and really educate them, I think that's really inspiring. And, you know, as you said, you were building relationships. You think you might have like a best friend in every state. That's really good to have because you have so many connections with people, and it makes you more aware of what's going on in the community, and it makes you, you know, be able to support other things that are maybe going on in the world.
Yes, 100%. And actually, one of the girls who won as well, New Jersey, we are actually going in our community next week, and we're making a difference and going and volunteering. So it's really fun to be able to meet up with girls that have the same ambition and want to have service in our community.
Absolutely. That should be really exciting for you. And as you're saying, you want young girls to leadership. During the Miss Universe pageant, Miss Zuzubini Toomsi of South America spoke about how adults should be teaching our young girls to be leaders, and it went viral. How does that make you feel hearing that, especially because she became Miss Universe, and that's really interesting to hear. So how did that make you feel?
So I was actually watching live as it was happening, and from the moment she just got on stage, she radiated so much positivity. And so when she said that, it made me feel welcomed and almost like she was like a friend because she seemed so welcoming. And it was great to see representation on that stage of Miss Universe, because in past years, they've said, oh, Miss Universe is just pretty. But Doja Beanie showed that Miss Universe can talk, she can interview, she can be inclusive to everyone. So it just really makes me have hope in the future that other girls that look like us and anybody can go out into the world and make a difference and even become Miss Universe.
Absolutely. And she, you know, she's truly beautiful inside and out. Obviously, she's like stunning and she just walks with such a beautiful presence and she has such like a graceful like gait. It's so amazing to see. And her, the way that she just speaks and the way that she just lets everyone know how things need to be done. She's a real commander. And I'm really glad that we have someone like that, especially for our young African-American girls to really see that and look up to her.
Yes, definitely. And as well as the Miss USA, Miss Teen USA title holders, they're also women of color, which has made history. And Miss America was actually in reign as well, and they were all women of color. So I think that's a great step into our community and to get other girls involved.
Absolutely. And speaking of Teen USA, do you think you'd ever want to be in the running for that?
Yes. That's like one of the goals that's up there. You know, I want to be Miss Maryland Teen USA and then go to Teen USA and hopefully represent my state at Miss Teen USA and become the next Miss Teen USA.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've already won 3 titles, so you might as well keep going. So do you ever get used to winning at this point?
No, not at all. Each experience is so different because, you know, I've matured and I've grown up as a person. My first title, I think I was 13 and I was in 8th grade, and now I'm in 10th grade and I'm a 15-year-old. And even though it's 2 years, it makes such a difference because when I was 13, of course I wanted to make an impact on my community, but I didn't have my platform and I didn't have a strong following. And even then, I still know I want to make a difference. But now, as a 15-year-old, it shows how hard work and dedication can really make something out of it. And so it does not get the same for anything. It gets a little bit more like surreal as it keeps going because, you know, it's always said like different day, different judges. And so I love that I'm able to go in and show them Chelsea. And each year I've grown as a person. So yeah, it doesn't feel different at all. It actually gets like more sentimental.
Definitely. And I'm glad that you were able to stay humble about that and able to really keep your presence and think like, I won this title, so now I'm going to use this platform that keeps growing for good. And I'm really glad that you're able to take that all in and really just use your platform for good.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm enjoying our conversation so much so far. And so I think I'm going to go into a new segment and we're going to do some rapid fire questions.
Awesome. I love that.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. What would you do if you had $1 million?
I would probably go shopping with my mom.
You better bring me too.
Okay, you can come along. You and your mom too.
Okay, great. So have you ever met a celebrity?
No, but if I could, I would want to meet probably Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy, my favorite show.
Oh, I love, girl, I could go on and on about Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, me too. I love it.
Speaking of celebrities, if you were to have a dinner party and you were able to invite a celebrity, dead or alive, who would you invite?
Okay, so I know we talked about her this whole podcast, but I would love to invite Miss Universe and Miss USA, Doja Beanie and Chesley, and Kayla Garris, too. She's Miss Teen USA, and I really want to talk to them about representation and pageantry.
Absolutely, and kittens or puppies?
Puppies. I love dogs. I love dogs so much.
What's something that you own that you truly cherish?
Probably my crowning banner. Definitely. Shows hard work.
Definitely. What's one thing you can never live without?
My mom. She Aww. Really keeps me level-headed because I can get a little distracted sometimes.
What's your favorite candy?
Reese's. I love chocolate and peanut butter so much.
And what is the last thing that you do before you go to sleep?
I take a shower. It's a great way for me to unwind and relax from the long day of school or whatever I'm doing. So I love to take a shower right before bed.
Absolutely. I agree completely too. You know, like just really letting all the emotions go from the day and just like woo-saw, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But thank you so much, Chelsea, for joining me today. I had such a wonderful conversation with you, and I really hope you enjoyed the conversation as well.
Thank you. I had so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. And how can our listeners reach you?
So my personal Instagram account is at Chelsea Chambers with two S's underscore. And then my official title for account is at the NAM MD Junior Team. So at the NAM MD Junior Team.
All right. Thank you so much, Chelsea, for joining me today. And thank you all the listeners for joining me so far. And I hope you guys have been listening and tuning in and keep sharing my podcast. It really means the world. And I would like to thank my first ever sponsor, Leon Clay-Chevette, who is the author of We Made Plans. Her book is available online on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Mahogany Books, and more. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Perfect Timing Podcast. Make sure you join us every Monday at 2 p.m. through SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or Elite Conversations. And you can also find us on our Instagram, Perfect Timing Podcast. Thank you guys for listening.